Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Ram Power Days on new Ram trucks at 495ram.com.
Pitch to Alvarez, swinging the line drive down the left field line. Trouble, it hits on the track, it rolls into the corner. Two-run score, Altuve crosses the plate. Brantley as well, the throw comes into third. It's a two-run double for Alvarez, and it's 3-0 Houston.
I got a piece of land out in the countryside. Lay back and smell the sun. Warm up the Georgia pine.
Red Sox facing elimination tomorrow night in Houston. But Ken is optimistic. He remains optimistic. 10 reasons. That's his lead this morning. 10 reasons why you should not give up on the Red Sox. And
I just got number 11. They forgot the freaking Alamo in that state. You think they're going to be able to get the job done in game 6 and 7?
Well, I mean, you have an advantage, certainly, when it comes to pitching, right? So, advantage Red Sox tomorrow night. At least you have that going for you. If you can find a way to start hitting the baseball again, then theoretically anything can happen in a game 7.
And I believe that. I'm with Ken on this one. I'm not bailing because I think what we saw is that your pitching, is at least your starting pitching from the two other guys that you expected to do something, and Erod and Sale, kind of turned the corner a little bit. And so now your bats have been hot pretty much the first series. They've been hot this series. At least in game 2 and 3, like, to me, they can easily get back hot.
Who would you put, if there is a game 7, who would you start pitching-wise?
Erod.
You would? Same.
Yeah, I would start Erod.
With a short leash. Like, Pavetta's ready to go.
Right. I mean, I probably would have took Chris Sale out last night. When I was watching the game, I'm like, all right, maybe in the 6th inning, before he even got to Alvarez, I think he gave up that little bleeder.
Yeah.
And I might have, like, taken him out right there.
Mm. Greg, according to your reporting, would you say that Chaim Bloom has Alex Cora on a short leash?
Oh, yeah. I'd say
that is fascinating. Can we double back on this for a second?
Man,
what exactly are you hearing here?
Just that Chaim Bloom is can be a bit of a micromanager, and that may have caused some issues in that relationship. Mm. But I mean, what relationship does not have issues?
Oh, sure,
right.
Yeah, but that's the worst, to be like somebody who's micromanaging, and every time you look up, he's hovering over your shoulder like a helicopter parent.
Why are you staring at me when you say that?
Well, Ken's kind of like that. Ken is the Chaim Bloom of the show. You are. But, yeah, that to me is fascinating. How much can you take if you're Alex Cora? Or if you're Chaim Bloom, don't you have control?
But why would Cora give him the lineup card?
To make appearances, you know, make it look good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because if you're Bloom in this situation, can't you just go to John Henry or whoever is the person in charge and go, him and I don't work?
Well, I don't think that in that kind of situation, the guy or the individual who's doing the micromanaging doesn't know that it's an issue for the underling, right?
He might now. You might have just broke that news
story. Good point. I should tag him in this tweet.
Is this a House in Connecticut source, or is this a high-placed source?
I wouldn't say high-placed.
There's no House in Connecticut.
I mean,
you did nail the Josh Gordon.
Right.
Nail it.
Right.
Nail it. I had it weeks before it was news.
And you had
weeks before it was official, I had that.
You have these sources in the underbelly of the Seaport Society that come out of the woodwork and give you good stuff.
It's, people want to hear about Greg's underbelly.
And you had the fans going back to the arena.
By the way, what is the underbelly of Seaport Society like?
Tate's bathroom.
They only have a driver 3 days a week? I mean, what are you talking about?
They have multiple drivers. Yeah, it's big money.
I'm with you on that one, Ken. The underbelly is politicians. Paid off. It's a couple of old schoolers from, you know, original Southie that, hey, if there's certain yuppies we don't like, we run them out of town.
I just want to know what truth serum you're giving these people. Like, you host a radio show Monday through Friday.
It's called V1 Vodka. Mm.
By the way, I was given maybe the single greatest piece of, would you call it memorabilia, what have you, last night at the game. By the great former police commissioner of the city of Boston, Willie Gross, who gave me this one-of-a-kind.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll show it on Twitch. This Boston police patch with the Red Sox logo in the middle of it.
That's pretty dope.
I'm thinking of adding it to the white T-shirt, Curtis, because I feel like that could resurrect the white T-shirt if I added this Red Sox patch.
I love it. But the second you showed that, Wiggy said he had handcuffs in his back pocket.
That could be a citizen's arrest, right?
Maybe Willie Gross was your source.
I'm going to show this to Criminal next time Wiggy brings him around and see what he does.
Some of the guys that I knew were criminals growing up are now police officers, so works out either way.
This is Charlie from Watertown. What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, guys. Hey, so with regards to the next game, I really think Cora, and maybe like you guys just said with regards to Bloom, He's really going to need to change up that lineup, because Houston's getting a little too comfortable with the batters that they're facing. I think they really got to get Dahlbeck into the lineup. I think they should consider if they can get JD into left field, sit Verdugo, you know, put Kiki at second, and, you know, maybe Verdugo or Santana in center. I think they got to get a different look in that lineup a little bit to get one more bat in there. I think Dahlbeck is the guy.
Santana, you want in the lineup? I mean,
sometimes you got to put a guy in there who they haven't seen a lot of. And, I mean, you know, in playoffs, a lot of times it's these guys that, you know, come out of nowhere to get a big hit or two that can change a series. So, to me, I just think they got to change the lineup up a little bit, you know, get a couple new bats in there and sort of mix it up. Because right now it just seems like they're in a rut. And, you know, little things like that can make a big difference, in, you know, in a game.
And doesn't last night seem like the perfect headbutting situation for them, too, because – you think Chris Sale facing Alvarez a third time. Normally, that doesn't happen. Mm. But because he's dealing and he's pitching well, maybe Alex Cora goes, you know what, I'm going to go with my gut here.
Well, I like the fact that that somebody in baseball is going with their gut.
But Heim might be like, the numbers and the analytics tell us don't do that.
Yeah.
And maybe call them down on the, you know, they got that black bat phone in there, like, hey, get him out of the game. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And boom, you see what happens. Now you go from being down 1-0 to 3-0.
Well, to that caller, Cora said that he wasn't going to change the lineup. He has no plans to, so don't see that happening.
Was this source of yours, was this scoop after the game last night? Was Wiggy right? Was this in direct reaction to what happened in the game?
It was prior to last night's game.
Okay.
Would you say you caught the information?
I would say yes. All right.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Wow. Curtis.
Is there any chance, or what percentage chance is there, that Alex Cora is managing another team next season? From this source, not your opinion.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 20%.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Holy cow. Breaking.
No, this is just poppycock.
Yeah, hole is getting deeper and deeper.
No, I believe there's something there. No, I'm not buying poppycock, whatever the hell that means.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, I believe it's something because
he's under contract. What's he going to do?
Listen, when you're Alex, see, here's the issue that I always
have. Willie Gross is a poppy cop.
And I think Greg's onto something. The issue you have is when you have a GM or the guy that runs the baseball organization or any sports team, and he doesn't hire the coach, there's always going to be issues there because that's not his guy.
It wasn't his guy. He hired him. What do you mean?
No, he. But it wasn't his guy.
No.
Why? Who was his guy?
Anybody other than, right? I mean,
you're saying owners forced Bloom to hire
him?
Yes.
Did you not hear John Henry when they asked about the return of Alex Cora? What'd he say? It was a no-brainer.
Well, if anything, you heard John Henry gush about Cora just like a week ago. If anything, Cora would get Bloom fired, I think, then
Well, we don't know.
Who do you think John Henry likes more, the Yale guy who uses analytics or Cora?
Oh, they love Cora. They love
Cora. Yeah, I'm with you, Curtis, the Yale guy.
Yep.
They have to think about the players, though, at some point?
Yeah, they're like, Curtis is on to something. They like, in baseball,
stupid.
It's the geeky Yale guy that they like who has all these analytics, who has all these numbers and everything. They can find another manager to go in there that the players will like. All you got to do is find somebody that, you know, could potentially be a good, you know, player's coach. Mm-hmm. They're out
there. Cora probably loves O'Halloran, right? Does not get involved. B-O-H, that's Cora's guy.
I'm telling you, this thing's headed for a disaster.
Alex Cora.
I'm telling you.
Now wait till they come back and win the series. They're going to go to the World Series.
I'm not saying in the series, Ken. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying in the future, there's going to be something where one of these two guys are going to have to go because there's no way they can get along.
All right. Well, I will say, I mean, this is it was a whisper. The whisperer described it as not a fractured relationship, but one of those relationship issues that one might address with a therapist. Okay, that's it. That's all it is. It's not reporting. It is What does Schefter call it? It's not a report.
It's an opinion.
No, it's an opinion. It's surmising.
Well, this is going to go around the world because I just tweeted out your latest thing, 20% chance of the daughter.
It was not a report.
And I tagged Second Gentleman.
I hate when you do that.
It was never a report. It was not a report.
It's not a report.
I didn't report anything. This is just my informed opinion.
What a douche. Jesus.
This is Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, people. How are we doing this morning? How's everybody doing?
What's going on?
Listen up. Not too much. I'm driving out to Connecticut, but, you know, and I appreciate all your sources and stuff, but, you know, really, when stuff like that gets out on the airwaves, that's how stuff starts. There's no way in hell they're going to let Cora go. He's handpicked by the owner. So I don't see any scenario where he's relieved of his duty. You know, I kind of like how Bloom is there, but he's going to realize he's in Boston. You're going to have to spend the money to get where you want to be. Wiggy's right about that. You're going to have to do something offseason, make kind of a big splash, and to get him back where they need to be. They need another style, and they do need some Bloom help.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think if you're suggesting that bringing something up that you were told is going to lead to the dissolution of that marriage. I think that's
snowball.
What's that?
Some snowball thing. It doesn't snowball.
It doesn't. It's on a stupid radio show. It doesn't.
It's not the job of a media entity to protect a team. This isn't like the nuclear code.
Don't diminish your importance to society, Greg. You are a heavy hitter in this industry.
It does nothing to do. If there is a struggle going on in that relationship,
right,
it has nothing to do with who's reporting it or whether or not anybody knows about it. I don't know enough about Chaim Bloom to know the relationship that he had with his manager in Tampa,
right?
Ken, you probably do, but was that a relationship where he was involved in the day to day of things from a manager's perspective? I don't know.
I don't know that.
But in all sincerity, there is the feeling among Henry and almost all of the owners in baseball that managers are completely replaceable. That Aaron Boone's back in New York, not because he's a great manager, but he does what they tell him to do. You know, the manager used to be this $5 million position, and it's gone down precipitously in the salary since Joe Torre and those guys because the manager simply puts on the field what the computer tells them.
Did you listen to Henry gush about Cora just like last week?
Yeah. To have Alex come back, look, it wasn't easy to bring him back. I mean, there were a lot of people that...
Easy.
Well, there were some people that were criticized, right? Yeah, but he's that talented of a manager. What difference did he make for this ball club this year?
He made a huge difference. You see it every night. I mean, you guys watch it every night. He makes a huge difference. The decisions he makes are, as in 2018, especially in October, his instincts and his intelligence in this game is unmatched.
Unmatched.
As in 2018, you see what he brought up? brought up the last time they won. I'm telling you, listen, I learned a long time ago when the streets are talking, something's going on, and something was about to happen.
What's about to happen?
I'm telling you, there is going to be this is headed for a collision course. And now I don't know. I'm not saying this season or next season, but it's going to come to a point, whether it's Alex Cora, whether it's Heim Bloom, whether it's ownership that goes, we've seen it with Brady and Belichick. And we know that Red Sox ownership, hey, they'll move on from guys quickly. They moved on from Dave Dombrowski, who won a World Series. And if things kind of don't go a little shaky, there's no way you could be a manager if you feel like the guy is micromanaging you and you want to be there.
Maybe he should have micromanaged more last night. Take Sale out when Alvarez is up. He should have been on the phone. I mean, Cora looks bad after last night.
Wiggy's suggesting that maybe that's the kind of thing that goes on. I don't know.
You don't think that
maybe there's friction there on gut decisions like that.
You don't think there was a discussion after the game in Cora's office about why don't we pull him?
If they don't, let's say that speculate that the Red Sox lose tomorrow night or lose in a game seven. Do you think ownership looks at it the same way a lot of fans have, where everything that you got this season was a bonus, where everything, the expectation was not that they were talking about it earlier. What was the over-under?
80 and a half.
So you way overachieved. We're happy with that. And we will, let's look at next season. Or do you think they say, wow, you're sitting at Fenway Park a couple wins away from getting to the World Series and you don't do it? I think the latter. You do?
What? Yeah, because I think that even if people didn't have high expectations for them, then they see them in the ALCS winning games and doing it. It seemed easy for them for two games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they blow it at Fenway. I don't think the fans will walk away from that being like, meh, we outkicked our coverage and we should just be happy with losing in the ALCS. I don't think fans are like that
fans
in Boston.
The diehards are not like that, but the Blue Hats don't care.
They're thrilled. They rediscovered Fenway this year. Fenway became a party. This is an unmitigated success no matter what
happens. For the Blue Hats, for the diehards, they might be like, oh, well, we were up 2-1. We let this thing slip away. It's last night. Why did you let Sale go through the order three times? But the Blue Hats, the ones that go there and just want to get the perfect selfie, they're like, oh, this is great. I got to take a couple playoff games. Woo, hip hip hooray. It all works out. But you listen, show me one band and all of history of every genre of music.
Smash Mouth.
That had two lead singers.
Love Smash Mouth.
That had two lead singers.
Yep.
AC/DC.
Don't work.
Who can forget the Catholic Church of the two popes?
It don't work.
No, he's saying two lead singers at the same time, Ken.
Oh. It doesn't
Spice
work.
Spice Girls tried it.
There's always one.
Beyonce, Garfunkel.
Michael. There's always
Justin
Timberlake. And I don't know.
Led and Zeppelin.
I don't know whether Cora or Bloom. I don't know which one's Beyonce as of right now. But there cannot be two lead singers.
Ken, I really respect your opinion when it comes to baseball. You really believe that John Henry would protect Cora over Heim Bloom.
Yes, yes. Did you hear that? Did you hear him gushing about him?
I don't care what they say publicly. I'm asking your opinion.
First of all, neither are going anywhere. They're going to keep this together. The only thing that is trouble is the labor dispute. That's going to drag out the offseason. But you think after this year, either one of them is... Neither of these guys are going anywhere next year. You're right. Maybe down the road, this could be an issue.
Maybe down the road, yeah.
Yeah, but if next year's not an issue, you don't think... If next year they don't do as well, get back to this point, you don't think the following year there becomes an issue?
Yeah, maybe Bloom gets reassigned somewhere. I don't know. Cora is going nowhere.
Reassigned somewhere? What are you talking about?
He becomes Brad Stevens president emeritus or whatever.
I'm telling you, I don't follow baseball like I used to, but I know personalities. And Heim Bloom is the John Henry clone. He loves people that use analytics. It's how Henry made billions. He views baseball as a sport you can win by understanding trends. And the manager in today's baseball is largely irrelevant.
Wiggy, Hall and Oates.
No.
Two lead singers.
No, it wasn't.
Texters are weighing in.
No.
What about the Eagles?
Which one? No.
Eagles, Beatles.
Which one was Oates?
Adam Oates, I love that.
The blonde-headed guy, he did mainly all the singing.
The Spice Girls really didn't have a lead.
And that's, I'm not really familiar with the Spice Girls, but there's no two groups that have two lead singers. It don't work that way.
I'm just saying.
Wiggy, what about Bruce and Springsteen?
Yeah, nope, boss.
What about Fleetwood Mac?
Fleetwood Mac is
there was
Stevie Nicks. Wasn't she in that group?
Yes.
Yes, she was the lead singer. And then she decided to go solo. See what happens? Happened to Journey.
What about Lindsey Buckingham?
I don't know Lindsey Buckingham. You're getting a little too deep into the music for me on that one.
I need one of the all-time great movie soundtrack songs as a rejoin from Lindsey Buckingham, which is from the Vacation soundtrack, if you could, Ken. Next time we get to a rejoin.
Doesn't work, man.
This is Alex from New Hampshire. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. Wiggy, how could you forget about Outkast?
Oh, that's a good one. Outkast.
Those are rappers. Rap groups work.
You said any genre.
But rap groups work, though. They're not lead singers.
That's a good one. Outkast
rap groups,
is a good one.
And technically, I will say this, Andre 3000 is the lead dog in Outkast. Because Big Boy's still rapping and wants to get the band back. Big Boy still rapping and wants to get the band Mickey, back.
That is a huge shot at Method Man.
Method Man. Probably top dog in the Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, there's always one.
Heim Bloom just called in to weigh in on this.
I do love Wu-Tang.
But there's always one, Greg. You're a music person.
Yeah, I am.
When you have two guys, and then I'm saying Haim and Alex right now are two top dogs. Mm-hmm. They're like the two. You can't have that. It doesn't work because.
What about Pink Floyd? David Gilmour, Roger Waters.
Absolutely.
Two lead singers.
Of course, they split up because of the division.
That's what happens.
That's ultimately what happens. Doesn't work.
This is Jim from Framingham. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
Hey, it's Tim from New Hampshire.
Oh, Tim.
I can't believe it, Wiggy. I can't believe it, Wiggy. You didn't call this one. NWA, every single one of them sang.
And it didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
And really, the main dude in that group, let's not get it twisted, was Ice Cube. Ice Cube was the main dude.
Main dog.
Because once Ice Cube left, they weren't the same. Ice Cube was the main. So there's always one. It don't work, man. And that's why Cora and Haim Bloom, now that we know this, man, this is something to be watching for the future.
Wiggy, when you were in grade school and you raised your hand and you were asked a question and you got it wrong,
right.
Did you just spend the next half hour telling the teacher that they didn't know what they were doing?
Listen, the teacher wasn't teaching. She was too busy worrying about not getting beat up.
I think there are a lot of bands with more than one, but that is usually the reason why they break up. Like, because I keep going back to Spice Girls, and I know we can all laugh because it's Spice Girls. Spice Girls are iconic, and I think for a lot of people, they are. I don't know how you can laugh at that.
Yeah. They're iconic?
Yes, they are.
I don't really know.
But I'm saying, Baby Spice, Scary Spice, that's the reason.
The black girl and David Beckham, they were the two headliners.
Victoria Beckham.
Oh, Victoria, whatever.
But Baby Spice was also in the mix.
Have you ever dragged Santo to a Spice Girl show and he had to act like he liked being there?
No, I have not.
Okay.
You guys can make fun of me all you want, but you guys are talking about other bands. Spice Girls is a band and they had more than one lead singer and that's why they broke up.
And by the way, happy birthday.
Yes, Scary Spice.
So Wiggy's right about that.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Happy birthday, Eve, birthday junior, to Courtney Cox today.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Tomorrow is the big birthday.
My last day in my 20s.
Are we doing anything special on the show?
I don't know.
Curtis, when's
your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Wow. Do you plan anything for Courtney's birthday for the show?
We have a big station-wide meeting after Courtney leaves to plan the whole thing today.
I thought she was in on that.
No. Well, she gave me what to ask for.
Yes. All we got to do is call Santo and say, hey, what did Courtney tell you to get?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, it's a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:30. And here is Cannon. What is trending?
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Find out how you can help return the love pets give to us this month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Bruins Thursday all day. Andrew Raycroft 11:10 with Gresh and Keefe. Jack Edwards 4 o'clock with Maloney and Fourier. Not a good night for the Bruins, among other teams in town. 6-3 they lose it. 3-3 going to the third.
You concerned about the Sway Man at all, or too early to be worried about the Sway Man?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I mean, gave 5 goals on 27 shots last night.
I'm concerned about the whole goalie situation. You got a guy who's you're paying $5 million a year to open up the door. And Swayman, you know, there was that when last night's game, they were down 4-3, and then they give up the goal. He gives up the goal when they're saying he should have made this save, right? And I think I thought he coming into the season was going to be more of the backup, mm-hmm. not the starter.
He's got goals from Carson Coleman, Taylor Hall, and Brad Marchand. They'll get at it Friday night. Celtics off until Friday as well. They go down in double overtime last night, 138-134. Jaylen Brown had a hell of a night.
Wow.
46 points. Yeah. Coming off COVID, Greg. Talked about breathing irregularities, but he still had a career night. Here's Jaylen afterwards.
Spent a lot of time in quarantine thinking about when I was going to get back out there. Just imagining, seeing the game, visualizing. And, you know, some shots fell tonight. Only had really 24 hours to prepare. You know, my breathing felt irregular, but fine for the most part. You know, towards the end, I could feel my heart beating through my chest. But it would have been better if we got a win.
Somebody explain to me why 90% of the fans in the Madison Square Garden weren't wearing a mask. But
a lot of big names there last night.
Right. But the only people wearing a mask are players and coaches. Explain that. And they're all vaccinated.
Okay. There were a few sitting courtside, but a heavy amount of people.
Nobody
maskless.
Was wearing masks in that arena.
Spike Lee maskless, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of people,
Iggy Azalea,
we have celebrities listening to the show right now because the greatest offensive line coach in football history, Dante Scarnecchia, just texted me to say Wiggy Beatles had multiple.
No, they didn't. They had the main guy in that band was John Lennon.
Oh, that's arguable.
What?
He was the main, vocally, he was the main guy.
No, he wasn't.
Ringo.
Now you sound like, you sound ignorant.
No, Ringo.
Paul McCartney was, it was a 50-50 scenario with the two of them.
I would say it
now
was.
Now listen, it did lead to, you're right, it led to a breakup.
Right. But it does work because they put out great music.
No, but it was probably 49-51. And depending on what type of fan you are, I don't know if it's Paul or John who gets that, but the other two, Ringo, and I don't even remember the other guy's name, Ringo and the other guy, they were just
there. Delvib DeVoe.
You mean George Harrison?
Yeah, they were playing instruments.
George Harrison, very talented musician.
I'm not saying he wasn't, but when
he had solo hit after solo hit after solo
but
hit.
When you think
went on to be in the Traveling Wilburys. Traveling Wilburys had countless lead singers.
But when you think of the Beatles.
What about that?
No.
Supergroup.
No.
Tom Petty? Bob Dylan? I mean, come on, Traveling Wilburys.
That doesn't count. Supergroups, I don't think.
It's John Lennon, and it was Paul McCartney. And I don't know which one was 49-51 based on whoever you like, but a lot of people I talk to say it was John Lennon.
Wiggy thinks NKOTB was a bigger international sensation than the Beatles. This is who you're arguing with.
Joey McIntyre was the lead in that group.
All right. Okay. Anyway, what else, Ken? Anything else?
Well, of course, the Red Sox go down last night 9-1. Now, Cora, why did he leave Chris Sale in to face Yordan Alvarez for a third time?
I understand, you know, how people think, but, you know, there were two lefties coming up, too, in that pocket, right? Brantley, who he did an amazing job early on, and we had Alvarez. Still, he is who he is, but it's Chris Sale. He's a lefty, and, you know, he's made a living getting lefties out. You got to tip your hat to the kid, you know, to the guy. You know, he didn't try to do too much on that first pitch. We met at second and third, and he goes the other way. But now I wasn't even, you know, I was getting ready for the guy next to after Alvarez. We went there, and they, you know, put the ball in play. We didn't make plays, and that happened.
You hear what he said? I understand how people think.
Yeah,
but Chris Sale is Chris Sale. You didn't see the two bombs that he hit off Chris Sale's prior to at bats.
He's got a blind spot for Sale. He just trusts him too much right now.
I said it earlier. If the play of the night is made by one of your fans, you have an issue. The Batman.
Dakota from Braintree had a nice little interview with him on Twitter last night. Yeah.
What did he go down to Fenway to get an interview?
No, Dakota, he was sitting at the section next door to the guy.
Oh, no, you're sitting near him, Dakota from Braintree. All right.
So excellent. What do you do? Just catch the bat?
Yeah, what do you
a
mean?
Splintered and
he saved thousands of lives.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I see him with the bat.
You know how many splinters people would have left Fenway with last night if it weren't for Batman?
Like a spear.
Splinters
scary
are the worst.
Scene.
And, Greg, the Revs won last night. I know you're trying to diminish it, but 3-2 over DC United. Nice comeback win. 11-point lead in the overall MLS standings and an 8-match unbeaten streak. They are rolling. Maybe the best team in town.
Instagram. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Joe.
That right there, Wiggy, is the great Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh, is that who that is? Okay.
Solo from the Vacation film.
Yes.
And Holiday Road. And he was in Fleetwood Mac, one of the lead singers in Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Who continued to play to this day, although I think Lindsey Buckingham is out because he just put out a great solo record.
The only one we really know is Stevie Nicks.
Wiggy asked a great music question during the break, which I don't know the answer to, which was that if John Lennon had not been shot, would he have had had a more successful solo career than Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
It's a great question.
Well, because people say he was not taking away from the rest of the guys in the Beatles, but they say he was the reason, you know, he was
who,
like,
are these people?
I don't know, just people you meet in the street.
I liken Lennon McCartney to Belichick Brady, where where the two of them were fantastic together.
Okay, which one's Bill and which one's Tom?
I don't know. I don't know because the two
Giselle
of them,
is Yoko.
The two of them worked. The two of them.
So did that mean John would be Brady?
They worked really well together. They both had success on their own, but obviously, they're widely considered to be the greatest rock band of all time. Just don't ask the Rolling Stones about that. But the two of them worked really, really well together. They did okay on their own, as has Tom Brady. I don't know if Bill has proven himself on his own yet. Curtis, I know you would say not.
That would be under 500.
Yes, right. Yes. It would be like John Lennon and them splitting up, and then Lennon winning a Grammy, and then McCartney just having like, okay, a couple.
Well, McCartney had Wings, you know, not the kind of Wings you like, but he had a band called Wings.
I think McCartney was sole writer on more number one hits during the Beatles era, so McCartney was the more prolific songwriter then.
But I believe they had an arrangement, the two of them, where every song that they wrote, it was always Lennon-McCartney when it came to the writing credits. Like that shows how they got along in the early days. They agreed that they would do that.
But it's more about who's singing than who's writing.
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah, for the lead, it always is singing.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep. Yeah, no, but it's like special teams. It's like it takes all the elements. You have to write great stuff.
Which Beatle is Matthew Slater?
Right, but it's more about think about how many ghostwriters are out there who write great songs that we don't know about, but we know about Beyonce who sings those great songs. So it's more about the person performing the song, even though, you know, Paul might have written some of the good ones. but it's more about who's performing.
And it's usually the one that can sing and write the songs that ends up going on to have a really good solo career.
And you don't even need to be a good writer.
Oh, I think a lot of the ones that end up having a good solo career are writing their stuff.
Kansas City.
A great point from a 781 texter. In the Bill Tom scenario, mm-hmm. Alex Guerrero is Yoko.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Fair point.
Right? Is that a fair point?
Yep.
All right. Can we get to the dumbest of the day, please?
Oh, jeez. Now you're catching me off guard.
Oh.
Here we go.
It's time for... That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. The dumbest of the day.
Unfortunately, that was a replay of the home run.
This is a great way to do a game, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Chris Curtis, we listened to everything that happened in this country yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
So, at Arrowhead Stadium, there is this super fan called Red Extreme and the X Factor. These two are rivals. They are both super fans, and they are trying to stake claim to the stands at Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
One man was attacked by another, and we are hearing from X Factor right now about what happened inside Arrowhead Stadium.
I saw him come run up the stairs at me, and he was had that look, I'm going to kill you. And so I like tried to grab his jersey to stop him and talk to him, and he, like the movie Friday, he deboed me one punch, and I saw stars. I felt all right at the time, but then I didn't know I'd broke my ribs. It says that I'm a meth addict, which I'm a cocaine addict and alcoholic. Been clean for 4 years. He said I threw a water bottle at him, which I didn't. And I flipped my car a week ago Tuesday. So it's been a wild week.
Are you thinking about retiring now?
No. This makes me stronger. Jesus, you know, Jesus was persecuted. I'll come back fighting.
What? If you look at the photos of these two, they're like older men.
Well, I mean, who do you think the fan hardos are?
I mean, but this guy took a tough fall. He's lucky he only broke his rib. He's like upside down.
And the thing, you see this guy in the first footage on the Fox affiliate in Kansas City. He's all dressed up in this X Factor attire. And then it looked like he escaped the hospital. He's wearing scrubs, like walking down the street, limping as this news reporter starts interviewing him.
Well, I mean, you have to stake your territory when you're a super fan. I mean, you don't want another guy infringing on your area. That's probably been the X Factors or what's the other guy called?
Red Extreme.
Meth Man.
Meth
Man. It's been.
He's in Wu-Tang Clan.
They each have their own territory at Arrowhead.
It looks like one of those things that if you see on the Jumbotron, you're like, this is set up by the team that mm-hmm. they like plant two actors to fight each other. This is a doozy of a fight.
Do you feel like that there's been more violent confrontations at sporting events than ever before?
A lot of baseball.
What is it?
At baseball,
like there's a bunch of one punch scenarios that I don't. It just seems like over and over and over again the last 6 months. Is it pandemic or?
It's pandemic.
That's what it is.
People
college
are ruder
kids
too.
And sports betting.
No,
right,
it's pandemic. Sports? Put your mask on. Sit down in front. Stop breathing.
When you're out at bars watching games, people are ruder. This whole weekend, going out to watch games at different bars,
people are ruder in general.
Since
they've re-entered society,
the young males of South Boston are ruthless. Like really? mean guys.
Yeah. Oh, luckily, you didn't grow up in the early '90s. Then you thought they were rude. No,
they're just being rude. Like to females.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, back then in Southie, you didn't go to Southie unless you grew up
there.
No,
but I mean, they were way ruder back then. Yeah. Now it's social media, people. You got to be careful because somebody's always videotaping you.
Courtney, what about the old people in the seaport?
Well, no, Greg was in Southie all weekend, so.
All right. That's the dumbest of the day. Courtney and the news coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Bruins Thursday here
on WEEI. It's time for...
There was a president acting strange, man dressed as a woman wearing a wig.
The news.
And the Clinton... Fleas once and for all.
With your host,
the Skank,
Courtney Cox.
Ew.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Coming up during trending in just a little bit, another stud quarterback heading to the AFC East, perhaps. Or maybe that's not the best word to use when referring to that guy, but... we'll get to that during trending after 8, but right now here is Courtney with the news. And at Northeast Men's Health, they are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
So this was Greg's lead, but just to circle back to it, what appears to be human remains and items belonging to Brian Laundrie, including a backpack, have been found in the Carlton Reserve in Northport, Florida. Another one of the items, like I said, when we talked about this before, was a notebook belonging to Laundrie. I would love to take a look at that.
Was the guy journaling while he was out there?
It seems like he was journaling.
Was there I hope there was a face mask found in his remains.
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
But they are waiting for DNA.
Oh, come on, Ken. Give me a little chuckle on that, will you, please? yes, what?
They're waiting for DNA. The probability is high, they are saying, that the remains are Brian Laundrie's. Here is FBI Special Agent in Charge, Michael McPherson.
Earlier today, investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie. These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater. Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. It's likely the team will be on scene for several days. I know you have a lot of questions, but we don't have all the answers yet. We are working diligently to get those answers for you.
So would you guess the guy offed himself? Or do you think he was a victim of a alligator? Ran out of food?
I think he offed himself.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think he offed himself. Because if he's this wilderness type of guy, I mean, how do you just drown, right?
If an alligator got him or something like that, he's in Florida, a place that used to be underwater, now it's
right,
not.
Right, but he knows the Florida terrain. I don't know. I guarantee you they know what got him or what did him in.
What does this text mean, Curtis? Anyone else heard the serial killer theory with Laundrie?
Well, so there have been several other missing people that have been found in their pursuit of finding both Gabby and Brian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's some people that speculate that he had been on a killing spree. Mm. Or he could be potentially a victim of a killing spree as well.
So that he went on a killing spree after he killed her?
That could be the case. Or there have just been a lot of, they've been searching these areas for long periods of time, searching for these two, and they've come upon other people that were killed.
In that area where they found the girl?
They did find another body there.
Over there, okay.
And there were two women that were killed right before she went missing. And when the police pulled over Gabby and Brian, they were near the area of the shop that the two women owned.
Oh, so...
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, Curtis, smartest thing you said today is that the parents should now be charged with something. His parents should be charged.
And if they're not charged, they should be shunned from society.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
A scary scene in Lawrence right now. I feel like there have been a lot of fights going on at the high school. That's been a big, big issue in Lawrence. And now four juveniles and one adult have been arrested following a fight near Lawrence High School on Wednesday. The after-school brawl broke out at the Sullivan Park. It follows weeks of fights during school hours at the high school. Some of the violence, it even resulted in an injury of a school staff member. The adult who was arrested for disorderly conduct is believed to be the mother of one of the involved students. Here is a reaction from a father of a student at the school.
I don't like it at all. My son's a freshman here, and I'd like it stopped. It's no joke anymore. It's not one, two. It's a lot of fights going on. He's been here 2 months, and there's been like five fights already. In 2 months. It's just unacceptable. Mm. You know, if I had a choice to get my son out of here, out of this school, I would. I'd take him out.
Mm. And the videos, they're not just your schoolyard scuffles. These fights are...
Donnybrooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, it's probably got to be like, you know, gang-related in some way, some fashion. If there's so many fights going on, why? Mm. You know, like, we all had fights in high school and... You meet after school and, you knuckle up and you do, but it's constantly happening. My kid goes to school in Lawrence. He doesn't go to Lawrence High, but, you know, he plays his football game there. And you think there's a lot of gang activity in that area.
Former President of the United States, Bill Clinton, has released a statement saying he's really glad to be back home and doing great. We heard from him in a 1 minute clip. Here's a little bit of it.
Hi, everyone. I was so touched by the outpouring of support I received during my stay in the hospital. Thanks so much. I'm really glad to be back home. I'm doing great, enjoying this beautiful fall weather. I'm on the road to recovery, but I want to remind everyone out there, take the time to listen to your bodies and care for yourselves.
So this comes after he had a UTI, which led to sepsis.
That's a guy who should never use the word touched. I mean, somebody should tell him that. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends on what the definition of touched is.
He sounds a little weak. If you look at the video, he looks rough.
What are you talking about?
Yep.
I'm ready to go. My wee-wee is back in service.
He said he was going to Daytona Beach. What was he doing?
He must have loved all those nurses, though, taking care of him.
Are you still watching the documentary, the show? Not documentary.
Oh, the Monica Lewinsky, the American Crime Story? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the only person who likes it.
I know, I like it, too.
People hate it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I wonder, had Hillary already gone and cashed his insurance policy in, or was they have to retract that check that they sent?
Well, that video was filmed in front of his house. They changed the lock, so I don't know what's going on.
Parents are demanding answers following allegations that teachers forced middle school students in Colorado Springs to tape masks to their faces. More than 100 students and staff members are being interviewed about the situation. It's a picture of a sixth grader from Chinook Trail Middle School, and they have a mask taped over their mouth.
What, like duct tape?
Correct. The parent posted it on social media to see if other people were aware that this was going on at the school. Here is parent Tori Skeldum.
She said that the teachers were wearing the masking tape around their wrists like bracelets, and whenever someone's mask would fall down, that they would tape them. It's sad that our world's coming to this, and that, I mean, teachers would think it's okay.
Not okay.
You created this environment.
Who did?
People who were like, put your mask on. Don't wear it below your nose. What are you doing? Why do you have a mask on? All right, you don't want to wear one. We're taping it to your face.
In sixth grade.
Wear your damn mask. Huh? How about that?
I'm vaccinated.
How old are you in sixth grade?
What's going on with Cam?
Sixth grade is, what's that, probably 12, right? 11?
Yeah. 10 to 12-year-old with trying to keep their mask up all day, that's difficult for them to do. Now you're saying,
of course it is.
I would have been wearing no mask if I was in sixth grade.
You don't tape it to a kid's face. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yep. Former NBA guard Delonte West was arrested Tuesday night for banging on the doors of a Florida police department and cursing at officers while holding two open containers of alcohol. Now West, who has publicly spoken about being diagnosed with bipolar disorder, he was released on bail at 5:46 a.m. on Wednesday. The 38-year-old faces charges of resisting an officer without violence, disorderly intoxication, and having an open container stemming from the incident, according to arrest records.
I thought somebody, wasn't Mark Cuban helping him or something?
Yeah, he was doing better. He was in rehab, and I think he was working for the place that where he was in rehab for. He was doing something over there.
Yeah.
But what is it called? He fell off the wagon? Is that what it's called?
Yep. There's one way to put it, Wiggs. Off the wagon, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yep.
So hoping he gets help. When two museums in Vienna were banned on TikTok. Now, this is a story that you guys are going to love. They were posting photos of different sculptures or photos that they had paintings in their museums that showed, you know, some erotic scenes.
What, they were nudes?
They were nudes.
But they were paintings.
Yes, they were paintings or sculptures.
And TikTok banned them?
They banned them.
Okay.
And so they did what anyone would do. And they opened an OnlyFans account, which I think is a great move for them.
Mm-hmm.
They could probably make a lot of money now.
Right.
So it's just sculptures of new people?
Yeah, it's like it's depicting sexual acts. There's some bondage involved in the photos that I saw.
Make a couple bucks.
Okay, but again, it's perfectly well and dandy to have a thing on TikTok, a challenge where you go punch a teacher.
Right.
But they don't want nudity in art? like, what is wrong with these social media platforms?
Yeah. And I saw,
it's weird what they censor.
Right. I saw the sculpture, and I was like, meh. I mean, if you're bringing kids to museums for field trips, what's the difference? A burglar in northern Michigan ran into the woods to get away from the cops after breaking into a house with its owner's home. So the owner's sitting in the living room enjoying their afternoon or evening.
Right.
This burglar comes in. They chase him out of the house. He runs into the woods, gets lost, and ends up having to call 911 to come rescue him. He's now facing charges for breaking and entering and resisting arrest.
He's lucky they didn't shoot his ass.
I know. Northern Michigan, too, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, Michigan. They free to walk around with assault rifles out there. Everybody got one.
Yeah. 9 months after being expelled from social media for his role in inciting the January 6th Capitol insurrection, former President Donald Trump said Wednesday he's launching a new media company with its own social media platform.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Yep. Trump said his goal is launching the Trump Media and Technology Group and its, quote, Truth Social app. So it's supposed to rival big tech companies. Mm. I looked at it and it looks kind of like Twitter, but, you know, it's not going to ban people, et cetera.
I don't know if I can announce this, Ken, but it's going to be able to be accessed on the Odyssey app as well. So.
Stay tuned.
The first thing that's gone viral is the hair move challenge where you do activities without your hair moving at all. That's the first thing.
And my hair's blowing around, and it's mine.
That's gonna be. If you want to see, you want to see dumbest of the day, you join that app because it's gonna be wild.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, it is gonna be wild. If you're saying they ain't banning anything,
yeah, and it's not just going to be an app. Apparently, it's going to be a parent company, Trump Media and Technology Group.
Well, if it's like Twitter, right? Oh, they coming out.
It's going to have Twitter, but it's also going to have news outlets involved in it. And
it's
everything.
Like anything goes social media. That's what it is.
How could people defend Trump with that absolutely heartless reply? This letter he sent out after Colin Powell died, celebrating the death of a guy that was served the country for like 30 years.
Well, Trump's Twitter, they'll be supporting like crazy.
Hundreds of Netflix employees and supporters gathered in the shadow of the streaming giant's Los Angeles headquarters on Wednesday in a walkout to protest Dave Chappelle's stand-up special. Yes, so a lot of employees are mad with the CEO's response. Mm-hmm. A statement prior to the walkout, Netflix said, "We value our trans colleagues and allies and understand the deep hurt that's been caused. We respect the decision of any employee who chooses to walk out and recognize we have much more work to do within Netflix."
He didn't even say anything. Watch the special.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. He was really good friends with a trans woman who was a comedian, mm-hmm. who was basically trying to get on. He gave her an opportunity. Mm-hmm. He introduced her to a ton of people. He was a great friend of hers. Then she supported him mm-hmm. for like his specials. Mm-hmm. And then the trans community came after her, dragged her. She then killed herself. He then gave the family money for like her funeral and all that kind. The family supported him, and he was basically like, the people that he thought would support her the most are the ones that led her to killing herself.
Yeah, that's
and
awful.
So it's just like, man, listen to the special. He's not like ripping.
You didn't think it was? It didn't. No, it didn't bother you.
Well, I mean. I'm different. Like a lot of there's really.
Oh,
much
you're different. That's for sure.
Yeah, much doesn't
we
bother
hear that
me.
Every morning.
But
no, but Wiggy's right. The purpose of humor, the purpose of comedy and entertainment, is that people say things at times that are offensive. It's intended to get a reaction.
He wasn't saying anything derogatory about trans people. He was kind of. You got to watch it. It's.
All right, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
watch it.
And we're gonna end this one on probably your biggest fear. It's a robot uprising.
Oh.
And now.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
The robot uprising.
I'll be back.
On Sports Radio WDI.
All right, robot uprising report. What's going on with the robots?
A British robot artist who's stunning. If you look up this woman robot, she's beautiful.
Okay.
She creates paintings using algorithms, cameras, and a robotic arm. She was detained by Egyptian security forces for 10 days because they feared it was part of an elaborate spy plot.
Oh.
So they're investigating this robot who is a painter. They think she might be involved in a little spy plot.
Huh. So the Egyptians created this robot artist.
Mm-hmm. No, she's British. Egyptian security detained her.
So maybe the Brits,
yes,
MI6 or whatever,
yep,
created this, what you thought was a robot artist, but it's actually a spy.
Well, that's what, no, it's definitely a robot. You look at photos, it's a robot, but they think that being used for malicious.
Oh, boy.
Malicious intent.
So it's not a human then.
No,
it's
a robot.
That paints.
But it looks very human,
like realistic.
Yeah.
Not my biggest fear. My biggest fear is mimes. I'm terrified.
Oh, right, right. She got this one's up there.
Yeah, she got the robot arms.
But isn't she pretty?
I mean, not really, but you know what? You and I, our eyes see different things. So.
Oh, I think she's very pretty.
Is this the plot of the forthcoming Robot Empire 2?
The possibility of robot empires.
The robot empire.
She might be a good empire. I bet she calls.
You just said umpire.
She can call balls and strikes.
Oh, goodness. All right. Courtney,
she looks,
thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, she actually looks like she could have been like one of the Beatles. She's got the same hair and everything.
Okay.
No, she does. Like, she could have been in the group. You know how they all had those, like, bowl haircuts?
Yeah.
That's what she has.
This is Bill. Hello. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to say I'm all about, I'm with you, Greg, on Dog the Bounty Hunter. That guy is a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's a legend. And then I actually have some audio from Wiggy the other day. If you give me 30 seconds, listen to this.
Okay. I can't hear it. Are you playing it?
What? Okay.
Well, he said give him 30 seconds. Is he playing some sort of a cassette?
I hear it in the background.
Your warranty card for Swedish-made penis enlarger pump filled out by Austin. I don't even know if this is the sort of thing in my bag.
Oh.
One box, Swedish-made penis enlarger pumps, and me. This sort of thing is my...
It's about the penis pump.
I mean, I appreciate the effort.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine, what is Bill driving in his vehicle, and then he's playing an Austin Powers drop?
Yeah.
It's great effort, though.
Yeah. Right.
He'd have to have two phones to make it happen, though, yeah. Or a phone and a tablet.
Well, he's got to tighten up the transition. I mean, yeah. You can't say, hey, I have a funny drop coming in 30 seconds. Yeah, can you just wait for it?
It was like Cora's sixth inning, then, right there.
That's okay.
Hey, he tried, man. That's all that it all matters. You just try.
I mean, I definitely appreciate the effort.
Yep.
Bill's like, hey, real quick before I go, one last thing. Can you wait 30 seconds for it?
Dale here.
Oh,
oh my God.
That drop will never
all
get
right,
old.
Coming up, get to Ken and trending and find out whether a great quarterback is headed to the AFC East.
Ooh.
That is big trending news. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.